A brief word on this Palm Sunday. Each of the four Passion accounts have similar material, and some have unique material. The Passion account that you just heard on this Palm Sunday in Year A from Matthew's Gospel has something very unique. It's the dream of Pilate's wife. You just heard her words. She said, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man. I suffered much in a dream today because of him." That happening is only found in Matthew's Gospel. Matthew seems to like dreams. He's the only one that tells us of the dreams of Saint Joseph. You and I like dreams too. In fact, anyone that is hope-filled, anyone that is future, vision-oriented, has a dream. But we all have had the experience of a broken dream, an unrealized and unfulfilled dream. And to one extent or another, we have become frustrated, disappointed, hurt, and even wounded by dreams that never seem to be fulfilled. Some people get tripped up by these things. Some people live lives of despair, depression, because of the tragedy of a broken dream. Let it be clear. In this holy week, the dream of Almighty God has been perfectly fulfilled in His only begotten Son. His dream of salvation has been realized in the beautiful gift of Jesus, the eternal Son of the Father, who said yes and came to us down to earth as a human being, who lived and moved and grew among us, who taught and showed us and spoke to us of His kingdom. And even unto death, He taught us how to love. And that perfect, obedient Son, that loving Son of the eternal Father, fulfilled the Father's dream, not only for Him, but for each one of us. My friends, the events of this week are historic events, real life happenings in the history of mankind. And the happenings were the loving plan of the Father fulfilled in the obedient love of His Son, Jesus. Those events are not only remembered this week, but they are brought to us. They are brought to each one as we remember, as we celebrate, as we believe in His love. My friends, may this good news, this love of Jesus, even to the end, bring an end to all despair and bring a new vision, a new dawn, a new hope to the wounds and the hurts, to the resentments and the angers, to anything in us that is not of God. As we enter this Holy Week, let us thank God for His Son, who and through we have the fulfillment of every dream. May God be with you this week. And may you have the grace to be with Him.